Welcome to Digital Filipino Talks, and for this episode, we have the country manager of Nufnang Philippines, Mr. Carlos Palma. Hi, Carlos.
Hi, Janet.
Carlos, can you give us an update on how Nufnang is doing in the Philippines?
Well, Nufnang has actually been in the Philippines for almost 3 years now. Mm-hmm. We started out with no bloggers. In the Philippines right now, we've grown to almost 13,000 bloggers on our network.
Mm-hmm.
13,000.
Okay.
We serve about 1.1 million unique views a day. So I think we're growing.
Okay.
It's a good sign.
How about in the advertising space? I mean, the advertisers. Would you say also that business has grown?
Definitely. The market is still very, very young, mm-hmm. as far as we can tell. But the kinds of advertisers we're getting lately really, really varies in terms mm-hmm. of industry, in terms of buying capacity. It certainly has grown.
If we're going to put a number to that, can we say, like, maybe for the past 2 years that you've been working for the company, can we say that on the first year we're talking about 20 advertisers and now we're looking at 40 or 50? What would be
think when I came in, mm-hmm. we were averaging about 10 to 15 advertisers mm-hmm. Per year.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're way past 50.
Wow, okay, that's really big.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely Nufnang has grown.
Some are saying that the value of display advertising is being challenged, especially when posted in blogs. But of course, it depends also on the quality of the ad material.
Definitely.
And to the point that blog networks have to evolve more than just displaying traditional ads. Mm-hmm. So what is your take on that?
Definitely there is some integration between the interaction of bloggers mm-hmm. and the advertiser. I would say display ads are still critical in mm-hmm. getting the message out because it is it's the first thing seen.
Okay.
Before you even start reading the blog, mm-hmm. You see the ad, you see the advertiser's material.
And especially if above the fold.
Especially.
No?
Uh-huh. And you instantly associate it with the person behind the blog. It's mm-hmm. not directly correlational to what the blogger is actually putting out, but mm-hmm. it's instant branding, as we say.
In your perspective, what is a typical blog campaign?
Well,
if you're going to put in different components, like for instance, in mobile messaging, mm-hmm. they say that you should have SMS, you should have the mobile web, and some will even tell you that you should have the apps. But for a blog campaign, what is your perspective? What should be in combination? What should be there?
Well, the way we do it at Nufnang is we make each campaign tailor-made to each client. So I guess the basic package that we usually offer is definitely banner ads because it's the most seen mm-hmm. and it's the most measurable. It's the most, it reaches out to way more than just the readers and it also gets the message across. But aside from that, we also tack on a Nufnang blog post
mm-hmm.
because it's where all the Nufnang bloggers log on to see how much they've earned, mm-hmm. what campaigns are running.
Mm-hmm.
And we also do email blasts to all our bloggers just in case they might not be able to check. Let's say in their office, it's blocked, and the mm-hmm. only way they get the message is through email.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an effective way of reaching out to the bloggers.
Mm-hmm. When do you decide that you tap bloggers to write a blog post for the company, and when do you decide that it's best spread through a contest?
Actually, we tap bloggers when the company specifically wants to get a certain message out.
Okay.
It's actually the story of the company. Becomes the story of the blogger. It,
mm-hmm.
It's told from the perspective of a blogger.
Mm-hmm.
And we never compromise on this. We always ask the blogger first if he or she agrees with a company's message. If not, then we move on. That's another beauty of having a lot of bloggers under your network.
Mm-hmm.
As well as then we decide whether or not we go through the campaign because the advertiser has the last say.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we decide to tap bloggers. As for contests, the major concern for advertisers in the Philippines is what if someone writes something negative about my company on the internet? It's
mm-hmm.
the number one question you always get asked. So the way we do it is like, if you have 5 to 10 bloggers who say bad things about your company, it's going to be out whether you run a campaign or not. The way we tackle it Nufnang is you have 10 people saying something bad about your company, but via a contest, we try to bring out the positives.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a contest is tailored to bring out the highlights of your company, your
mm-hmm.
product, your service.
Or what's good about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nobody writes a bad experience with a product or a client to win a contest
mm-hmm.
because it basically is... It's not part of the mechanics, so that's how we decide when to tap bloggers or when to run contests.
If a company wants to run a campaign with Nufnang, or to any blog network in particular, what are the things that you suggest to companies that they should think about and prepare to the point that they can say that they're ready for a blog campaign?
I think first and foremost, decide on what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Some companies go into digital advertising or blog advertising with no idea what they want. Mm-hmm. And when they get presented to, it's completely different from what they expect. So I guess know what you want, mm-hmm. manage your expectations. Blog advertising may have a great multiplier because it is digital. It might go viral, but you still have to manage your expectations.
Mm-hmm. So at least you have to manage your expectations, and I guess, as you said, depending on what they want to highlight, if they want to highlight the good qualities of the company or the product, they could go for contests, or if they have a specific message, they can go for blog posts. Some will often be intimidated on the amounts involved. Like for instance, if you're going to advertise in a newspaper website, a typical banner ad would be something like 70,000 pesos. Mm-hmm. That's one small box mm-hmm. that gets posted on the sidebar along with the many other ads for 1 month. Are we looking at the same figure also for our blog network, or can we say, like with Nufna, it can go lower?
We've gone lower than 70,000.
What is the starting package now?
I think
now?
We start at around 25,000.
Ah,
so
okay.
It's really actually very SME friendly. Okay. So we've done some work with SMEs, but it can grow to as big as, let's say, 500,000 or 1,000,000. It really depends on what you want to achieve.
Okay, if they go for a 25,000, what is 25,000 like for Nufnang? What can a company get with 25,000?
With 25,000, you can definitely will probably pitch the banner ads. That's the most logical and cost-effective way of getting the message out.
So that would mean banner ad exposure to X number of blogs. How many impressions will that get them, more or less?
It really depends.
It really depends. But at 25, what are you looking at?
We're looking at maybe 100 to 200,000.
Oh, that's a lot. Yeah. Okay.
It's really a lot. That's unique views.
Yes, unique views. Yeah. For the bloggers, mm-hmm. I noticed that a growing number of them, of course, get inquiries directly rather than passing through a blog network. Mm-hmm. But I've spoken to a lot of them also who have been having problems in terms of collection and sometimes negotiating on what are the terms. And lately, you've also been managing bloggers directly. So. Can you tell us more about that? I guess from a blogger's perspective, when do you know that you need to be managed?
Well, I guess as long as it doesn't impede your daily life, then mm-hmm. Definitely you need to be managed when it's impeding your daily schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when it reaches a point wherein you don't know already what to do, mm-hmm. when collection is becoming an issue,
mm-hmm.
and basically you just what is best for your blog.
So if they are interested to go into that, they just go to Nufnang and inquire, or are there certain minimum requirements that they should meet first before they consider, before Nufnang will be interested in handing them?
Well, definitely we have our own internal measurements.
But
anyone can apply for that kind of agreement as long as they recognize we can see that these people are influential.
Mm-hmm.
These people are key movers in the industry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's not all about traffic for mm-hmm. Nufnang. It's also the quality of the writing.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, it's still your blog. Mm-hmm. We're just here to make life easier for you guys.
Okay. What are your observations in the blogosphere today?
What dealt with a lot of Malaysian bloggers and Singaporean bloggers. And compared to Filipino bloggers, they have a very, very good sense of etiquette and in terms of dealing with clients and other bloggers as well.
When we talk about etiquette, I mean, I think that's very broad, no? Maybe if you can cite one or two etiquette issues that you believe our bloggers should note of, what are they?
Well, I think definitely respect. They do respect other bloggers a lot mm-hmm. in other countries. Although there are little squabbles, it's not to the point wherein they personally attack each other. Mm-hmm. There are some bloggers who are like that, and it's just their nature and it's just their personality already, on or offline.
Mm-hmm.
And they do back it up when they meet up face to face.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, they do respect each other's space. Also, in terms of dealing with clients, I think in the Philippines, we've not yet learned the discipline of keeping agreements in black and white. We don't have paper trails sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's all about either text. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's a good practice that we should start, keep a paper trail.
For this year and for the years to come, are you optimistic to the point that optimistic in a sense that you see that the Philippine blogging space will improve the quality of the bloggers, will improve, and the quality of campaigns also? And what do you think will really somehow kick it to move towards such a positive direction?
I think the catalyst for blog advertising in the Philippines would be one good campaign, one really, really brilliant viral campaign. It's going to be a race to who does it first. You never know how your campaign will turn out. It might be the next viral thing. It could be the next Old Spice commercial or something. Mm-hmm. But again, keep experimenting. Because we're dealing with the internet, the possibilities are limitless. Mm-hmm. People can come up with the most brilliant ideas. And mm-hmm. I guess it's all about execution.
Okay. Since I cannot ask you what are your favorite blogs because a lot of people might get angry at you for picking a few, you're one of our influential bloggers last year in the top 10 emerging influential blogs. Do you still have time to blog?
Thankfully, my work allows me to blog.
Okay.
I wouldn't know what the bloggers want or how the blogosphere is if I myself am not a blogger. Mm-hmm. So I still find time, even if it's just a quick dinner after work or lunch, or dinner at the weekends. And I try to blog right after I go out and eat because my blog is a food blog. Mm-hmm. So I try to blog right away. I don't try to make it all highfalutin. It's just basically, I ate at this place, I like this place, mm-hmm. I like this food, and take pictures.
Okay, so good luck to all your endeavors this year.
Thanks,
and more power to your blogging endeavors as well.
Thanks, Janet.
And thank you very much, everyone.